Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Redeemed from the Curse of the Law. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Galatians chapter 3, are you there? Galatians 3, verse 7. Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. Who is that? Are you of faith? Yeah. I mean, you can't be born again except by faith. You can't live and please God except by faith. And we're of faith, and we are the children of Abraham. He said in verse 8, the scripture foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham the good news, saying, in you shall all nations be blessed. So here, the gospel is described as the blessing. The good news of the coming of the blessing through Christ, the seed of Abraham. And now you and I, by faith in him, are in him. And so it applies to us. What's the good news? We're blessed. That's good news. Right? Good news. Everybody say blessed. Now, if you keep reading, it goes on to say, so then they which be of faith, somebody say, that's me. They are what?
Blessed.
They are blessed. Blessed with faithful Abraham. And in verse 13, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles, and that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Did he do it?
Yes.
Do we have it?
Yes.
Are we?
Yes.
Blessed.
Yes.
Are we cursed?
No.
No more cursed. For Christ has redeemed us. He bought us back from the curse of the law. Man, that's some of the best news you'll ever hear in your life. This passage calls this message the gospel. Right? I'm going to understand that a lot of times people have not seen the gospel for what the Bible says it really is. To them, you know, the only part of the gospel they know of is you don't have to go to hell. Well, that is good news. But that's not all there is to the good news. Right? Now, what is it? The Bible here is calling the gospel the truth revealed that we're no longer cursed, but that we are blessed. Boy, the more this gets in you, the happier you become. Inescapable. The more revelation of this dawns in your spirit, you'll just get the smile that you wear, because you just get to thinking about how that you are no longer cursed. And how that nobody can curse you. And how you are blessed. And how this blessing covers every area of your life. Can't fail because I'm blessed. Can't be defeated because I'm blessed. Can't go under for going over. I'm not cursed. I'm blessed. Christ, the Anointed One, became a curse in your and my place when he hung on the cross. And in doing that, he bought us with his own precious blood from under the effect of the curse. And in doing so, he made us righteous so that now we qualify for the blessing. And so, redeemed from the curse, qualified for the blessing, we have the same blessing on our life that was pronounced on Abraham, the friend of God. Amen. That blessing protected him all the days of his, got him out of some tough situations. Is that right? That blessing increased him when it looked like people took advantage of him and stole from him. He still wound up with twice what he had before he started. This blessing kept him healthy. This blessing gave he and Sarah the desire of their heart. They wanted a baby. This blessing gave him long life. This blessing made him rich, 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 rich. In fact, exactly the language of the Bible is very rich. And it was specific in camels and donkeys and sheep and oxen and gold and silver and employees. Very rich. Somebody said
that blessing
is mine.
That blessing
that was on Abraham, that he lived in, that he enjoyed all his life,
that blessing
is on me
and my family.
Now, the more you believe it, the more you'll see it. How many understand it's not if I see it, I'll believe it. Now, what is it? The more you believe it, then you'll see it. In fact, the psalmist said, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. He's not talking about when we get to heaven. It's right here and now in the land of the living. He said, I'd have fainted, but I didn't because I believed to see it. And I saw it. And the psalmist also in another place said, I've been young and now I'm old. And I have never seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging. What's he saying? I saw the blessing. I have seen the blessing keep me all my life. God is with me when Saul was trying to kill me. God is with me when my own household rebelled against me. God is with me. He's never left me. He's never forsaken me. And the Bible tells about how David died, an old man, rich and full of honor and full of years. And the blessing's on you and I to satisfy us with long life and enable us to give us every resource to finish and to finish with excellence. Everything God put us on this earth to do. Say it one more time. I am not cursed. Nobody can curse me. I'm blessed. Hallelujah. Now go back to Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter where we were last week and the week before. Because if you're going to know that you've been redeemed from the curse of the law, then you ought to find out what the curse of the law is. And we have been finding out some bad stuff that's in the curse of the law that we're really glad that we are redeemed from. And when you find it in the curse of the law in Deuteronomy 28, what's the good news? Never have to have it. Shouldn't have it. Not supposed to have it. Because that's what the Bible said in Galatians 3:13. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. We found out that if you would obey God in Deuteronomy 28 and verse 1, it had come to pass, verse 2, that all these blessings had come on you. Blessings, blessings. They'd come on you and overtake you. If you hearken to the voice of the Lord your God, you have to listen and you have to obey. If you're hard-headed and you're rebellious and you're going to do your own thing, well, you're not going to be blessed like this. But how about you? You want to obey or you want to rebel? I want to obey. Good news is if you miss it, you can repent and get back on the obedience track. And if you're willing and obedient, you'll eat the good of the land. He said, you're blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed the fruit of your body and the fruit of your ground, the fruit of your cattle, increase of your kind, flocks of your sheep, blessed. When you see the blessed word said out loud with me, blessed shall you be in your basket and your store, and blessed when you come in and blessed when you go out. Hallelujah. Verse 8, the Lord shall command the blessing on you in your storehouses, plural, in all that you set your hand to, and he shall bless you in the land which the Lord your God gives you. I mean, it goes on and on. Verse 11, the Lord will make you plenteous in goods. Now, you can't hyper-spiritualize that one. Goods. Stuff. Right? If we didn't have stuff, we couldn't have a give and receive tent. Right? If we didn't have stuff, we couldn't bless each other. We couldn't get all these good reports that we just get a continuous stream that people say, I visited your church, but I never expected the people that sat beside me. They took me to lunch and they paid for my lunch. And then they said, you want to go to the outlet mall? We said, okay. And they bought me clothes. And then they filled my car full of gas before I left and said, hey, come back soon. And they said, we will. You can't do that unless you have stuff. I know Phyllis and I, this has been a little while back. We were driving by a place and we saw some people that are our elders. We'd known them for some time. And I pulled up in there and I saw them just as they pulled in. And they said, hey, what are y'all doing? And I said, oh, we just come to see y'all for a minute. And I stuck my credit card in the pump. And they said, what are you doing? I said, well, you're buying gas, right? And they said, yeah. I said, good. I got it. He started crying. He was 70-something years old. He said, nobody has ever bought me a tank of gas that I remember in my whole life. Well, that's too long. Yeah. Right? Yeah. We had some people, what was it this past week, said nobody had ever bought them a meal. They were older, and they said the first meal anybody had ever bought them. Well, that ought not be around here. Right? And it's not. You're doing good. You're doing wonderful. And if you hadn't been a part, well, jump in, you know. But we can't do it if you don't have any goods. You got to have some goods. And the more goods you got, the more you can bless people, right? Bigger and better and more of it. But now, we read on down how the Lord's going to make you the head and not the tail. And you'll be above only and not be beneath. But then in verse 15, it said it'll come to pass if you don't listen. That all these curses will come on you and overtake you. You'll be cursed in the city and cursed in the field, cursed in your basket and store, cursed, cursed, cursed. And he begins to mention specific curses. And he mentions all kind of sickness and disease. We saw plagues. Aren't you glad you've been redeemed from plagues of all kind? No terrorist or no terrible perverted biochemist or any weapon that could ever be developed or any plague from the past that can come up could fall under a category that you're not redeemed from, because you've been redeemed from all plagues.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Redeemed from Loss and Failure, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1004G. That's R-1004G. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.